USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that they will be delaying their decision on whether to issue a total ban on menthol cigarettes, which was supposed to be determined by the end of August. The FDA initially considered a ban on menthol tobacco products during the Obama administration after smoking opponents began calling for action in 2009 when Congress exempted menthol from a ban on flavored cigarettes. The August jobs report saw the unemployment rate tick up to 3.8%, while the economy added 180,000 jobs, slightly more than analysts expected. At the White House on Friday, President Biden says the report demonstrates the economy has recovered from the coronavirus pandemic lockdowns.
People are coming off the sidelines, getting back to their workplaces. Job satisfaction is higher than it's been in 36 years.
New data from the Crime Prevention Research Center shows 41% of active shooting incidents were stopped by armed civilians. Outside of so-called gun-free zones, which bar legal carrying of firearms, over 63% of active shooting cases were ended by an armed civilian. If you're traveling by car this Labor Day weekend, you should be seeing slightly lower gas prices compared to last year. Gas prices stand at an average of $3.77 per gallon nationally. That's down 3 cents from last year. And if you're traveling by air, you're not alone. Over 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend through next Wednesday. The TSA is saying around 3 million people are expected to fly Friday. The TSA once again reminding everyone to pack their patience. This is USA News.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy?
Lawyers for the five Washington, D.C. pro-life activists who are facing up to 11 years in prison say they're filing an emergency appeal to keep their clients out of jail. The five were convicted of blocking access to an abortion clinic. One of the lawyers, Steve Crampton of the Thomas More Society, tells Fox and Friends the pro-life advocates believe they are political prisoners.
We must be making a difference. This is sort of like the monster from a late-night horror flick that has suffered a fatal blow, and we're seeing sort of the death throes as it thrashes about doing as much damage as it can.
What would you do if you found a bag of money? Hopefully not what this guy did.
A Connecticut man found out the hard way you can still be charged with a crime if you find a bag of money and no one's around. 51-year-old Robert Withington said it felt like he won the lottery when he discovered a bag with nearly $5,000 in cash lying around in a parking lot. 3 months later, he was charged with larceny. Trumbull police say the money bag was clearly marked and contained numerous documents inside identifying the rightful owner. Withington says he saw none of that and has made a promise to appear in court on Tuesday. I'm Lance Pry.
And finally, NASCAR drivers are making their final preparations for this Sunday's race at the Darlington Raceway. Green flag drops on NBC just after 6 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.